This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, the news at Infowars.com that I've not covered in the last hour is insane, but what Joel Skousen had to say was so important. But, man, COVID vaccines are growing new variants inside vax bodies, claims top Bill Gates scientist. We've got footage of This Is America, NYPD arrest, 9-year-old girl for trying to go to the museum without a vaccine passport. I mean, this is just good old-fashioned evil. Joel Skousen, with all the incredible things going on in the world, in closing, what do you want to impart to this audience of several million souls from every race, color, and creed that want truth?
Well, first message I would like to put forward is don't expect anyone politically to rise as a savior for us. I think the deep state is so much so powerful and so deeply controlled of government that even if I were president, with all I know about deep state and conspiracy, it's almost impossible to root it out because they control the surveillance equipment. In order to take these people down in the American system of justice, you would have to have actual evidence of surveillance of their telephone conversations and other things, spying on them. And the NSA is controlled by the deep state. They'd never follow your orders. They wouldn't do it. And then even if you could get some evidence, the judges are controlled by the deep state and they wouldn't prosecute, let alone the Department of Justice. We saw how many times they defied President Trump when he declared that he wanted
to. And now we're watching images of 9-year-olds arrested for not wearing masks in New York. I mean, these are just bone-chilling images, Joel Skousen.
And that's going to continue in the big picture. Remember that the COVID conspiracy to exaggerate a pandemic, and the COVID virus is real, and it is a very strong virus, but it's only deadly to people with chronic illnesses and disease or with vaccine damage from having taken years of vaccines. It is not a threat. It shouldn't be a pandemic. But they are using it, of course, now to separate society into the vaccinated and the unvaxxed. And the war on the vaccination, as I've covered in the past two briefs, is really growing to.
Oh, you were on 20 plus years ago, and we said UN enforced forced inoculation because that was in their white papers, and now we're here. People wonder how you and I know all this. Our enemies, why do our enemies in closing do this? They'll admit in white papers what they're going to do, but then the general public deny it. But why do they still admit it?
I think it's because they're so confident in their control that they can openly admit things and realize that the people are really powerless to stop it. That's what's the scary thing. But it's very, very important to realize that this COVID thing is that we're never going to let us be free from this COVID or any virus because it can mutate and they can go on beyond the Omicron and have any other.
Yeah, it's an endless emergency. It's the perfect power grab.
That's right. But it's going to, you've got to be prepared rather than hope for a savior, for hope for a cure, to hope for a vaccine.
I agree. That was the worst part about Trump is that, and you said this like 3 years ago, and I wasn't quite there yet, but you were right again, Joel. We can't put all our faith in him. It's got to be in God and ourselves taking action. And that was the problem with Trump is the whole Q thing.
That's right. And the action that you've got to take is get prepared to get out of establishment society, as difficult as that is. People keep crying out to me in emails and saying, I've got to maintain my job, but they're going to require the vaccine. I said, forget the job. Get retrained. Start preparing, because once you start complying, there's no end to these boosters. And you're going to get killed or chronic disease from these vaccines if you continue to take them, if you haven't already.
That's right. It's a total trap, and nobody's happy about it. But every instinct I've got is get out of the city and just... I have to fight just to stay on air, Joel, because I know how real this is. I mean, I am like, I'm ready to evacuate my family, but I've got to balance that with staying on air to fight this as much as possible. But I realize what you said 20 years ago is true. We're not going to fix this. Only God is.
That's right. And God, unfortunately, has ruled that we're going to go through the tribulation because people have lost their sense of morality. They're no longer listening to conscience in terms of the majority of people. And that's what's the problem. Look at the rapid growth in homosexuality and this transgender nonsense.
All of it. Joel, we're out of time. Thank you so much. WorldAffairsBrief.com. America and the world is under judgment. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
We got a few final breaking news stories, and then we've got great guest host Kate Daly taking over. Stay with us.
A riotous mob,
whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrection.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes, we need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
Gentlemen, the big story is up on InfoWars.com. COVID vaccines are growing. New variants inside vax bodies, claims top Gates-backed doctor. This is such a huge report, and the wheels are coming off the system. Here's that clip.
So at risk of inducing autoimmune responses, autoimmunity in children. That's why I'm saying never ever use a vaccine that cannot block transmission when you are on the battlefield. If you have a vaccine that cannot prevent the transmission, you cannot control this pandemic. The virus will escape. You cannot win this. It's impossible. So in other words, with this mass vaccination, you're doing exactly the opposite. You are generating a breeding ground for even more infectious variants to replicate. Scientifically, there is no rational whatsoever to vaccinate children. This cannot be justified. There is no added value whatsoever for children. There is only major concerns and major risks. So we know definitely that the risk-benefit ratio is going in a completely wrong direction. So how on earth can you, with that knowledge, can you even think of doing such a thing? It's, I have no other words. This is criminal. And you know, as a scientist, we don't use these words lightly. Well, you hear me saying exactly the opposite, that when you get vaccinated, there is no chance that you can contribute to herd immunity. And my advice is very, very clear. Under no single circumstance should you allow to get your child vaccinated.
Kate Daly takes over here in about 8 minutes. That is such a huge article. And part of me fighting 28 years wants to just, hey, I've done my job, been in the fight, I can bow out now, but I can't do that. That's why we fight so hard, is there's not many outposts that can reach millions of people like we're able to do right now. And then if I can get the millions of you watching and listening to share this article and that video you just saw, it won't get 2 million views, it'll get 20 million views. And then if those people shared it, we get 100 million views. This is a life and death situation. The article is COVID vaccines are growing, new variants inside vax bodies. Claims top Gates-backed doctor. He's not claiming, it's a fact. Pfizer admits it. Then we've got this article. I showed the video as B-roll earlier, but let's show it with audio. This is America. NYPD arrests 9-year-old girl and 5 others for trying to enter a Museum of Natural History without a vax passport. Here it is.
We stand with you.
Thank you.
This is utopia. Look at that little girl. She's strong. That's the future of America. Is that little girl right there? She's strong. She understands. They don't own her body.
No.
All right. She's gonna do it.
This is what we're doing.
Where are you taking her?
I want her parents on freedomnews.tv. Get them on. They're taking her to jail. She tried to go to the museum. She wouldn't let Pfizer put its evil metal proboscis into her and inject her with death.
Because she refuses to show her.
And look, oh, it's liberal. The women are the cops, so it's okay. So sick, ladies and gentlemen. Not against women being caught up in the thing. It's always that nanny state. A giant exercise in evil. People pretending they're part of the power structure, pretending they're winning by carrying out these levels of corruption. Wow. What a broadcast today. Kate Daly of the Kate Daly, D-A-L-L-E-Y show.com is taking over here. We've got to break this in a moment. You know, people asked me this morning, they said, why didn't you cover this? One of the crew members. I saw it this morning. I didn't cover because it's already on record, but it's important to hit. It's now law that satellite tracking kill switches that breathalyze you will be an all-new car starting in a few years. The IRS has come out to require facial recognition to view your tax returns. And you can say, oh, it's about security. No, it's all predatory. And everybody's going to find out about what's happening. So, you keep pretending that this isn't an anti-human takeover, that our leaders haven't made a deal with some very, very bad things. Or you can go ahead and follow your spirit, your instincts, your common sense, and your own analysis and say no to this. Because you can sit here all day long and make excuses, but at the end of the day, we've got real evil taking over our planet. And so I'm funding our operation because of viewers like you. And I want to thank you all for your support, but I want to encourage you now more than ever to go to InfoWarsStore.com, where we have over 300 different T-shirts and long-sleeve shirts and you name it, that spread the word about freedom, from Let's Go Brandon to Don't Tread on Me 1776 to InfoWars.com to Liberty or Death, Don't Tread on Me. And your purchase of Save the Frog shirt or Here's My Vaccine Passport or Let's Go Brandon, or I love that one over there that's the two mice talking to each other. Have you taken the vaccine yet? No, I'm waiting for the human trials to finish. Most likely to succeed. Most likely to succeed is America. Most likely to secede is Texas. They're all there. Brand new shirts, no reviews yet. Bunch of new ball caps, all of it. And if you don't buy the products, and I'm not bitching at you, we're not going to be on air. And we are in the crucible of our fight. We're in the most important phase of our resistance right now. All of us together. So InfoWarsStore.com. And then separately, we have a Whole Food, not Whole Foods, the Jeff Bezos store, a Whole Food multivitamin from organic whole foods, meaning it's not synthetic, meaning it actually helps you in your body. It's super high end of the low price, 40% off right now. And we have InfoWars Life vitamin C and zinc, 1,100% of the daily vitamin C from an organic source, along with a big dose, almost double the dose of zinc, with rose hips that does so many other great things. That is 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. So, we're going to go to break here in a minute. Kate Daly's about to take over. Owen Schroyer's coming up in about 45 minutes with the War Room. And every day that we're still on air is incredibly precious. And so many good things have happened. We've seen the CDC admit masks don't work. The CDC admit that learned immunity is 20 plus times better, which we already knew. The CDC admit the vaccines don't work, but they're doing it all in fine print to cover their butt. We have to get it out in the open and let it know that Big Pharma and Bill Gates and the UN and the globalists made their run at us, try to scare us under submission and put us under a world ID and make us submit to them and let them erase our immune system and say, hey, We're not just looking for Boris Johnson in the UK to end the lockdown. We're not just looking for ending the lockdown. We're looking for Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and Dr. Fauci and Peter Daszak and the Bat Lady to all go to prison, because we got memories now. And so we're not just here wanting you off our back and, oh, you leave us alone for a while before you launch the next pandemic. Gates admits he's already planning. We are going to legally and lawfully, through the system, educate the public. As Thomas Jefferson said, educate the public in general, you'll have liberty. And then, through the system, we are going to arrest you. And you are going to pay for your crimes against humanity. And that is the bottom line. All right, Kate Daly's about to take over. On the other side, InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today, and futurenews.news. They banned freeworldnews.tv. Still a great URL, takes you to the site. But futurenews.news, futurenews.news. They haven't banned it yet. Took them 10 months to ban the other URL. That's what you share on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. Futurenews.news. All right, stay with us. Kate Daly takes over.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com.
By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Your guest host today, and so appreciative. You know, I'll tell you what, Joel Skousen, very, very good friend of mine, been interviewing him for years, and I'd love to see him on Alex Jones because he's such a great analysis. I mean, he just absolutely gets it. I love that about him. And I want to share with you today a couple of things I think are very, very important. On my way to work, I was listening to the song Let's Go Crazy by Prince. You guys remember that, right? And the opening line of that song is, "Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to get through this thing called life." And I thought, you know, it is a tough thing right now. And probably the reason that you're tuned in and watching is because you're trying to figure out what to do about it, right? And trying to understand it. These are well-laid plans. Now, you and I know that because we've invested time into research. We know what we're talking about. We understand that these plans have been going on for a long time, and each component of those plans drops in a certain way, but they want it to be very isolated so that everybody looks at each component that drops of their well-laid plans as an individual thing. And then what we do is we go into the weeds trying to decipher that one thing instead of looking at it as a whole. So what is this episode about? How to stop propaganda. How to stop the brainwashing. Because I think, if anything, we all want to know what to do and how to do it, right? We all want to know, how can we talk to friends and neighbors? How can we get them to see what's happening? They're so totally focused on COVID. They are focused on the drumbeat of war. They're focused on all these things. And what do they drive? Well, they drive fear. We get it, right? We've got King Fraud-A-Lot and Hormala doing a number on the American people. We've been cooed in this nation, and we do have some techniques and some ways now that we can actually train people to look at the propaganda and recognize it. And I think that's going to be what's important about this episode today. One thing that I probably, after 10 years on the radio, can say is that we are inherently a good people. Because honestly, that's why people wear the mask. They're controlling little beasts while doing it, but that's why they're doing it, right? I am a good person and I want you to be a healthy person, so I want to make you do this too. It does come from a good place, even though it's completely backwards. It comes from a good place. So we're inherently a good people, but we're not inherently a bright people, are we? I mean, let's face it, we're not very smart. And that is the problem. Do you guys remember Rajneesh, the Indian guru guy? I loved what he had to say. Here we go.
Virus research. In 2002, there was a recognition that the coronavirus was seen as...
Okay, so this was a clip by Rajneesh, and he said, we are a... So let me focus on this one clip real quick. The people are retarded. Yeah. Right? Of the retarded. Okay. So we know this to be true. And this is the problem. We are a people that doesn't understand what's going on in the big picture. So how do we do that? So let me lay down a couple of ways that we can do that. How do we teach our kids to recognize propaganda? How do we look at the Russia drumbeat of war right now and figure out if there's a war going on? So I want to get to this. I also want to ask you some questions about the January 6th, because what is happening in America is we are taught to feel. We're not taught to ask questions. So it's kind of like sending a kid off to school, and every subject you want to teach, it is, how did you feel about that? That's really what Common Core is. How do you feel about this math problem? How do you feel about this English problem? How do you feel about biology? It's based on opinion. And so we're not taught to ask the questions and really think. And when they started propagandizing the January 6th event right off the bat and never mentioned the Electoral College again, we learned a lot of things, didn't we? The media stopped talking about the Electoral College. Bam, done. Never talked about it again. And that's why people were there. They wanted to see the votes, you know, recorded and read, right? They started talking about a group of Americans that were unarmed, waved into the Capitol, taking selfies. Nobody was talking about the fact that they weren't armed. Nobody was talking about the fact that they were taking selfies of themselves. They didn't want you to focus on any of that. And focus is a big, huge deal with these people. The four officers did not die because of the Patriots. They died from other causes. We know this. But they'll never change the official narrative in Wikipedia, right? They'll never, ever change it. In fact, they never talked about anything again except death. Death by the Patriots. Because why? They had to villainize us. There were no arrests for firearms because nobody was armed. Where was the violence? No one looked like they'd been in an altercation. Yet they claimed 140 officers had to seek medical attention. Why'd they do that? It's insane, right? Did anyone have a black eye? Did anyone look like they were in a tussle? Of course not. No patriots were walking around, people that love this country, that looked like they'd been in any kind of fight. And beyond that, had they been, they'd have been shot. These are Capitol policemen. They would have said, I have every right to shoot you because you're going after me. None of those things happened. The media has lied for a year about those four officers dying because they all died of other causes. I got into a little fight with one of our FBI darlings over the fact that there wasn't anything, the fire extinguisher event never happened. He called me a liar over and over again on the air. Well, wasn't it true? Coroner came out and said nothing happened to that officer as far as anything on the outward appearance or internal damage. Fire extinguisher never took place. But we're not taught to ask, well, why did they have to resort to a fire extinguisher lie? Because if it was an armed insurrection, we would have been armed with guns, correct? So if anyone had tried to be violent, they would have been shot on sight. Had they tried to be violent, they would have actually received charges. The two that were charged with the fire extinguisher, actually, they had to remove those charges. Because in the end, we know the truth. We're not taught to ask questions. We're not taught to ask, hey, did anyone look like they'd been in any altercation? Was this really an armed insurrection? Of course not. We're not taught to ask. We're just taught to feel the emotion of what they're saying. And talk about theater and grandstanding. It reminds me of that old Styx song, you know? This is the show, the grand illusion, and that's what it is. So how do we get people to understand this? How do we unwind it? How do you go back and show people, hey, wait a minute, all of the obvious questions were never asked. All of the obvious questions were never even pointed to, really. They didn't want you to focus on it. Nobody was armed. They walked into a building, took selfies while the Capitol Police stood there. But forever in history, they'll go with the same byline that five people were murdered at the January 6th event. It's ludicrous, and we all know it. It's all for show. So how do we break through this? I'm going to show you a technique and convey a technique to you that we need to teach our kids and that we need to be doing every single day when we're reading news stories. And I hope this technique helps you. And when we come back, because this technique can be something that's so easy to teach. It's so easy. And when I come back, we'll get right to it. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host, katedalyradio.com. I'm actually live right after this for 3 hours. And so I hope you join me there too. Be right back.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill, and it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them. That must be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Your guest host. Glad to be with you today. Let's talk about how to stop the brainwashing, shall we? Because I think we need some hints on what we can do to talk to our neighbors and friends and get them to see. Isn't that basically what we want? Because power in numbers is really the only thing that's going to work with us. The people are going to set this right, just like they've done in history many, many times. Did you know they tried to push a smallpox vaccine back in the 1800s? And guess who stopped it? The people. The people said, no, we will not do this. We don't need to do this. And they actually stopped it. That's how they had to kind of reinvent the vaccine program again in the 1900s, is because in the 1800s they tried. But it's always going to be the force of the people. So let me give you a technique that works pretty well in trying to stop the propaganda and the brainwashing to get people to see what's going on in our news. Mainstream news will always have an article, and the article will always have a paragraph, and that first paragraph is really important. And this is the paragraph that you want to read, and then you want to go through with your kids. So here's a paragraph about January 6th. Events on Thursday to mark a year since the January 6th riot at the Capitol underscored the fragility and uncertainty in America's future. Even President Biden blamed the deadly insurrection on former President Trump and a mob of extremist military or militia members and former military who embraced Trump's web of lies, right? That's how it's always going to go down in history, right? That first paragraph, what it does is it lays down an assumption of what we believe, an assumption of what we have now assumed as truth. But if you pick apart the first paragraph and you go sentence by sentence and you ask, is that true? Is that true? Is that true? It's kind of amazing how the rest of the article falls apart. Every single news article depends on that first paragraph to show you the exact words that you're supposed to absorb and believe before you hit the rest of the article. So when you're with your kids, every single news article you read, you have to go to their assumption of fact and tear it apart. Was it deadly? No. Nobody was armed. And the Patriots actually didn't kill anybody. Okay? And did it underscore the fragility and uncertainty in America's future? Well, that depends. Are you saying that entire event now is the fragility and uncertainty in America's future? No, had nothing to do with it. They made a mountain out of a molehill. They tried to make something into something. So in every single article, and do this today, take three random articles from CNBC or ABC or any of the top hitters, you know, even Fox News and even CNN. Go to the first paragraph, tear it apart, and look for the assumptions that are made that are pretending to be a fact. And then you can start to roll back the propaganda and show somebody, okay, let's go after every word in this paragraph. Let's go after every sentence. Is what they are saying true? Because I'm going to doubt that it is. The rest of the article falls apart. Everything relies on that first paragraph to spell out the narrative for you so that you're not thinking. But if you critically think about the words and the sentences used, you'll start to be able to unwind the propaganda for somebody else as you're directing them through this. So this happened in January 6th. It's happening with Russia again, too. It always amazes me how we take these drumbeats of war and turn it into something huge, right? So Russia, are we going to war? I don't think so. I think it'd be a small altercation. I think that Russia would like to have the Ukraine, but I don't think it's willing to take on some serious actions to do it. Is it really worth that much to have it, right? To push all of these things to the edge. And if they do, would we be involved? No. But then again, we've been back here again in history so many times, haven't we? If we don't have the drumbeat of war, we can't do the war budgets. You know, we can't get the war budget maxed out. We as an economy are driven on a war budget. And so as a libertarian and as a Republican, I can tell you that I am not for the wars. It's all theater to me. The boogeymen are all theater. Remember when they used to roll out, we call him a King Flung Poo on the, who flung poo on the show? You know, when they used to roll him out every few years as the biggest threat, and they would say, you know, it's a nuclear threat to get everybody excited and everybody assuming that North Korea was going to drop a bomb on us. Did it ever happen? No. Do we have 600 times the firepower? Yes. Even if it would have happened, they would have never won. They would have never done anything to us because we would have been able to thwart that early on. So it's a problem for us when we can't see through the beat of that war drum every 5 minutes in America. When they want a good distraction, they start to tell us we're going to go to war again. I actually don't think we'll go to war over this. I think we'll actually, because I don't think we're ready or NATO's ready to go over war over Ukraine, right? Why would be? Why would we be? And also, I think when you are looking at the narrative, it's all coming from Washington, and Washington loves to exaggerate, and they love to come to assumptions. And when they do, they love to say the anonymous State Department person has now said that it's a possible attack. Yet Biden, what has he done? He said, well, possibly some sanctions. You know, he's already played his hand off the teleprompter, I have to add, because he doesn't know how to speak without a teleprompter. And we have a problem in identifying when we're being used and abused. And I think this is one of those moments. I actually don't think it's going to amount to too much. We're going to scaremonger this because it's a good distraction. But the truth is going to be very, very different, I think. And I also think that that Russia might decide not to. I just think it's a couple of kids on a playground right now. And I think that they're using it in the press to get us super excited about it. I actually do not think something will happen there. But you know what? We're in a situation all the time where we have to see through these headlines. Do you remember in Syria when they tried to tell us that Assad was a mass murderer gassing his people all of a sudden, right after we had him on 60 Minutes and he was perfectly normal? You know, in the last few years, you really haven't heard about Assad gassing his people, have you? Why not? Because it's not convenient for a storyline for the narrative. I guess madmen just become madmen, and then all of a sudden, woo, they're not madmen anymore. Isn't that interesting? We tend to forget because we have, I think, a certain amount of ADD in this country where we're not able to reflect on the headline and look back and say, well, wait a second. This wasn't happening. This isn't something that was going on. And by the way, why did it just stop? Why are we no longer concerned about Assad gassing his people? I remember interviewing people on the ground in Syria, and they were saying this is absolutely wrong. It's the white helmets are the bad guys, not the good guys. And of course, we actually elected Assad. And so we're always going to be told a story in our press that allows us to think that we're this close to having either World War III, or that we assume that a country is all of a sudden they have a madman and we have to go take them out, of course, to play ball so that we can insert somebody that we want to play ball with. But we're not taught to ask those questions. That's huge. The other problem I see is the focus. We are highly focused on COVID right now. And so the problem coming from Dr. Robert Malone, which he laid out beautifully, was Robert Malone talked about the fact that this highly centered focus has been a brainwashing technique. But how do you get through to people that are really kind of in a trance? And he said, really, the number one thing that you can do is present the bigger issue of the Great Reset, the bigger issue of losing liberty, the bigger issue that we have at hand, that we're going to lose freedom, and basically freedom for our kids. If you focus more on that, somebody that's in the trance as they're walking around believing in COVID's going to kill me any second, a sniffle's coming to get me, might just be sort of jerked out of that trance into a higher level of thinking, and that would be get them non-focused on COVID and focused on the degree of liberty that we're about to lose. It's another technique, just like going through the very first paragraph and picking it apart in a news article. Same kind of thing. We have to realize where we're at. So when I come back, I want to play a clip of Dr. David Martin talking about the beginning of COVID, the bigger story. I'm Kay Daly, your guest host. I'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
To be back with you. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. Happy to be here. And talking about how to stop this brainwashing. What do we do? Are there techniques? What can we learn? What can we do about this? And yes, there are. Gladly. I'm so glad about this because, you know, I know you're worried about it. I'm worried about it. And we see far too many people under these weird delusions. And they're doing weird things. You think, where did common sense go? I know, it's insane, right? I'm living in an insane world. Well, when it comes to Russia, Bill Engdahl, a friend of mine, had some very interesting things to say about that. He said, you know, in their one-sided pursuit, kind of a different angle about what's going on with Russia. In their one-sided pursuit, their insane Agenda 2030 that they're doing, zero carbon agenda, the King Fraudulot administration and the EU are putting their industry on a deliberate road to destruction well before the end of this decade. And is this in turn driving the current NATO agenda towards Russia in Ukraine and Belarus and Armenia and now Kazakhstan? And if the NATO powers that be know that they will lack the depth in military industrial infrastructure in the near future, do you think it would be better to provoke a possible war with Russia now to eliminate a potential resistor to their de-industrial agenda? Other than China, Russia holds the only potential to deal a devastating blow to NATO if if provoked. He said there's an interesting paradox here. If NATO, the stance towards Russia and China, when measured clearly suicidal national green agenda economic policies of the USA, are as well as the EU NATO states, right? This transformation of the economies of the world's most advanced industrial economies is underway and gaining momentum. Is this part of a bigger plan? Because is the heart of the transformation is energy, the absurd demand for zero carbon energy by 2050, I know, it's insane, to eliminate carbon from the energy industry is not at this time, perhaps never possible. But the push for it will mean tearing apart the world's most productive economies, because some of this is based in nuclear, right? In nuclear. So keep that in mind. So when we're talking about COVID and we're talking about kind of their master plan and everybody's focused on COVID, I want to play a clip for you from Dr. David Martin. This is a fantastic clip in really getting back to the basics of the bigger plan. What was at hand, and helping people to understand why we're in this mess and how long ago it started. Here's Dr. David Martin.
Virus research. In 2002, there was a recognition that the coronavirus was seen as an exploitable mechanism for both good and ill. On April the 25th, 2003, the U.S. Center for Disease Control filed a patent on the coronavirus transmitted to humans. Under 35 U.S. Code Section 101, nature is prohibited from being patented. Either SARS coronavirus was manufactured, therefore making a patent on it legal, or it was natural, therefore making a patent on it illegal. If it was manufactured, it was a violation of biological and chemical weapons, treaties, and laws. If it was natural, filing a patent on it was illegal. Then either outcome, both are illegal. In the spring of 2007, the CDC filed a petition with the Patent Office to keep their application confidential and private. They actually filed patents on not only the virus, but they also filed patents on its detection and a kit to measure it. Because of that CDC patent, they had the ability to control who was authorized and who was not authorized to make independent inquiries into coronavirus. You cannot look at the virus, you cannot measure it, you cannot develop a test kit for it. And by ultimately receiving the patents that constrained anyone from using it, they had the means, they had the motive, and most of all, they had the monetary gain from turning coronavirus from a pathogen to profit.
Developing and owning a coronavirus vaccine has become a biotech arms race with political overtones.
This vaccine gold rush is starting to bother me. Gold rush. Let's keep that in mind.
And so somewhere between 2012 and 2013, something happened. The federal funding for research that was feeding into places like Harvard, Emory, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. That funding suddenly became impaired by something that happened at the NIH, where the NIH got this little tiny moment of clarity and said, I think something we're doing is wrong. And in 2013, the NIH said, gain-of-function research on coronavirus should be suspended. The National Institutes of Health had a moral and social and potentially legal reason to object to research. But the letters that were sent to the researchers essentially said, you are receiving notice that we're telling you to stop. And now on the bottom of the page, we're going to clarify what stop means. Keep going. But when the heat gets hot, in 2014 and 15, what do? You offshore the research. You fund the Wuhan Institute of Virology to do the stuff that sounds like it's getting a little edgy with respect to its morality and legality. But do you do it straightway? No. You run the money through a series of cover organizations to make it look like you're funding a U.S. operation, which then subcontracts with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The U.S. could say, China did it. China could say the U.S. did it. And the cool thing is both of them are almost telling the truth.
I love Dr. David Martin. Fantastic friend of mine and a truth teller. What can I say? He's wonderful. And really pointing out the time frame behind the plan for COVID-19. What people can't see are the bigger laid plans, right? We can see them because we do our homework and our research. You wouldn't be listening to this show if you hadn't. You can see it. Like the wrestling match, you get to see that it's fixed. But how do we show other people that? We can go back and we can show them the history. They might be in a trance still, walking around like Frankenstein, but they might listen. And if we can go back enough in time and show them medical tyranny was planned for a very long time, and the gain of function on coronavirus was planned and executed for 2 decades, that's huge. Then it shakes at its core the fact that we're in COVID-19 since March of 2020. Do you know this week marks the anniversary of the manufacturing of the vaccine 2 years ago? Wait a minute. The end of January, they started manufacturing the vaccine? Well, according to Sarah Gilbert, who works for Gates, yes. They already started manufacturing a cure for something they hadn't even named yet and wouldn't name until March. If you start to go back and show people these important messages, arguing about the mask, arguing about because it's ridiculous, but arguing about it isn't going to help. They are going to be solely transfixed on the fact that they're saving somebody's life, as stupid as that is. But you and I have to go back and show them the history of the gain of function and who owned the patents on Corona. All the articles today are the hospitals are at their limit and they're about to reach their limit. More importantly, always look at the wording, about to reach, going to get there. It's the hospitals will be full, but they're not full. I interviewed Dr. Ben Carson the other day, and he said something very insightful. I've worked in hospitals for a very long time. We're always at capacity, and then we're not, and then we are, and then we're not through time. All the decades that he worked at hospitals, he can tell you that hospitals were full all of the time, and then they weren't full. This is nothing new, but they're playing on people's fears that this is something new, right? Always in reinventing the story. This has been rebranded 4 times in 9 months, and now we've got the new moronic variant shot coming out. Why? Because they couldn't name it booster shot number 5. That's why. People are getting a little weary of it. And so right now they're laying down all the articles, all of the news press releases from Israel saying, hey, oh, 4 isn't enough. We're hit by this Omicron. There's no test for Omicron. You're taking the same COVID test you did a year ago. Okay? There's no test for it. And just because the government and the CDC come out with a label and diagnose you with something doesn't mean you assume you have it. It's ridiculous. It's the repackaging of symptoms. It's the repackaging of COVID over and over. And what is COVID? The repackaging of the flu, of colds, and of zinc. I mean, I'm sorry, not of zinc, of flu, the colds, and pneumonia. The taste and smell component that everybody's so afraid of, just take 100 zinc every day for a while until your taste and smell comes back. This is not rocket science. We have got to unwind the propaganda, says Pat Wood. Unwind the propaganda because propaganda is what got us into this. There are ways to do this. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. I'm glad you've joined me. There's more on this at katedalyradio.com, and I show clips about this. But we have got to start to train people how to do this and overlook the and look at the propaganda. Thanks, you guys.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta,
Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.